All right, everyone, this is the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. The games have begun. Here we go. The degeneracy is starting. Warning, I have no idea what to expect, but if you see a not safe for work, you know it's going to get a little crazy. If you see a not safe for life, you know it's going to get real crazy. So, we'll see. A few minutes into the first game, the dull din of the small toy motors continued to fill the exhibition hall. Yes, yes. Stiff as a board, you girls are managing well. A little too well, maybe. Let's see how well you handle an increase in power. No, come on. We need to go a little further than that. With a simple touch of the tip of her finger, the mechanical whirling intensified and the girls became even more uneasy on their feet. The first game was a simple one, a test of endurance requiring Lucy and Veronica to balance a tray of drinks longer than their opponent. Keeping an arm raised for a prolonged period of time would be an uncomfortable by itself, but add some weight to it and the unceasing carnal tickling of the egg vibrators and it's more trying than it looks. You hold that position beautifully, Miss Long. You used to wait tables in college, I bet. The dark-haired teacher shot Kathleen an almost pleading look, as if to say, don't distract me, I'm trying to focus. Naturally, Miss Pullman prattled on. Tell me, how long have you been married, Miss Long? Huh? The teacher let a baffled utterance slip through her gritted teeth. I asked you how long you've been married. It's the kind of simple question you ask when you're getting to know a new friend. That's what we are here, aren't we? Friends? With an exasperated expression at the direction Kathleen's questions were going, Lucy took a moment to painstakingly consider how she would respond. I would prefer not to talk about it. I get it. It must be difficult to talk about your husband in front of strangers with a bunch of toys shoved up your cunt. You don't have to answer me. After all, it isn't a requirement for this game. To underline her point, Kathleen gave the device in her hand another tap. Grr! All you're required to do is comfortably hold that pose. Well, we've been married for 13 years. His name is John. You married young, high school sweethearts? Yes, I've known him all my life. That must be wonderful, dear, having that kind of long-lasting relationship. But wait. It couldn't be that he's the only man you've had sex with, is it? No, we didn't start dating until college. That's disappointing. Someone here would pay good money to be the first man to give you something to compare your husband to. How often do you two have sex? 4 times a week? No, less. Once. Once a week? Miss Pullman feigned a shocked tone to her question. Once a month? No, it's been 3 months. Why the hell is that moron being so honest? Oh, I see. Your husband's not man enough to satisfy you, eh? Lucy's sponsor called out to her derisively. Excuse me, we'll try that one again, guys. Lucy's sponsor called out to her derisively, the fleshy jowls of his cheeks pulled back in a stomach-churning smile. No, we're just busy. We have our jobs and... The tormented educator looked like she wanted to disappear from sight, cheeks running red in embarrassment even more than they had been from standing stark naked in front of a crowd of strangers. Well, here's to hoping that tonight gives you a newer appreciation for sex. Making some fucked up toast, she took a drink of the goblet's contents. Huh? What are you... Gah! Abruptly, Kathleen pulled Lucy into a passionate kiss, making a show of sharing the goblet's contents with the raven-haired teacher. Stop! Wow, they're really going at it. My body is on fire. What's this feeling? Smiling contentedly, her tormentor ignored the confused woman and turned her attention to Lucy's towering opponent. Don't think I've forgotten about you, Miss Lynch. You look like you're managing even better than your adversary. I suppose those arms of yours are good for something, aren't they? Veronica paid no attention to her comment, instead keeping a steady gaze straight ahead as if she was looking beyond the exhibition hall. Actually, I suppose this might be a little unfair. Your conditioning gives you a clear advantage over a fat ass like Miss Long, doesn't it? Fat ass? She's not fat. Lucy was a pleasantly curvy woman, but she wasn't even approaching what you could call fat. Of course she isn't. That's not the point. I think it's only fair we give you a handicap. A sharp increase in power sent the steady woman reeling. Handicap? That isn't fair. Fair? Don't be naive. It's up to me to determine what is and isn't fair, Miss Lynch. If I wanted you to stand on one leg right now, you wouldn't have a choice but to do it if you want to have a shot at competing in the summer exhibition. Besides, it's only a 10% handicap. I bet you can handle double that. Yeah! Another swipe of her phone brought another stupefied reaction out of the Amazon. Fuck you, you crazy bitch! That's obstinate language from a whore that's going to be coming very soon. Like, that could come in a situation that, like this! The toys were beginning to make it difficult for the hard-bodied woman to get out the words. Oh, don't sell yourself short, sweetie. Of course you can. In fact, I'll consider it a personal failing if you don't piss yourself in pleasure by the end of this, Miss Lynch. Now, drink. Veronica answered Kathleen's curt order with a leery look, clearly not trusting what's in the cup. The two wordlessly locked eyes for what felt like a century until Veronica finally capitulated the meaningless challenge by opening her mouth. If you're going to do it anyway, save us all some next time. The liquid rolled its way down the large beauty's gullet, where Lucy had imbibed a mouthful. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Where Lucy had only imbibed a mouthful, Veronica was sucking down the entirety of the goblet's contents. Swah! As soon as the cup's rim left her lips, Veronica let out what could only be interpreted as a contented sigh. Like with the schoolteacher, the effect of whatever elixir Veronica had consumed made it readily apparent through her skin's ruddiness and dopey, unfocused expression. Go, what was in that drink? My body feels... It feels like you need a dick, doesn't it? Don't worry, you didn't drink anything harmful. It'll just make things more entertaining. Is that the same stuff she wears as perfume? Oh, you've already had a taste of it? That's surprising. Truth be told, I don't know much about it. All I know is that speaking as a dude, you don't want your prostate tickled while on that shit. Huh? What? It will change how you see sex. Trust me. My sixth sense is telling me I probably shouldn't pry any further than that. Now, girl, she may have thought that the challenge had already started, but you would be wrong. This is where the fun truly begins. The cruel woman beamed a truly spine-chilling smile before simply lifting up her phone and pressing a button. Yeah! I didn't know what the setting she had turned the devices... Excuse me, I didn't know what setting she turned the devices to... But the piercing shriek it rents from the two women's diaphragms told me it was no trivial adjustment.
What the fuck? It got intense!
The steadfast woman's composure had been ratcheted out of her with the press of a button.
What's this? Everything is gonna...
Marvelous! You two should see the wretched look on your faces. Kathleen wasn't wrong. The impression I had of the two women, that of a business owner and a school teacher, were distorting into a vulgar caricature. Kathleen wasn't wrong. The impression I had of the two... How in the world did that happen? They were starting to look less like human beings and more like animals. Before I knew it, I was enraptured by the sight. Enjoy watching these pitiable women come their brains out. After making her proclamation, Kathleen left the stage and took a seat next to Samson to watch the event unfold. In an absence of Miss Pullman's cruel chiding, the room descended into a round of small talk while the women on stage howled idiotically for the room's entertainment. As the minutes passed, their shoulders naturally grew more tired, the effect of which showed plain on their faces. Teeth gritted, eyes fluttering, noses twitching in the struggle to keep the tray and its payload held upright. Of course, that being the least of their difficulties, the true challenge was remaining standing in the face of the egg's endless vibrations, which sent the toys battering against each other into the overworked mucous membranes of their vaginal tracts. You know, Isaac, we can get somebody to take care of that for you. Thank you for the offer, Dr. Kohler, but I've got things in hand. Well, I'm sure you do. The bookish man laughed at his own shitty pun before commencing to jack it. Fuck, that guy grosses me out. Back on stage, the girls probably didn't register that they even had an audience anymore, as every ounce of focus in their trembling bodies was being funneled into not dropping their cargo. Grr, my nipples, they feel like they're gonna vibrate off! Veronica, who had it worse than her opponent thanks to her handicap and the amount of aphrodisiac she had consumed, was beginning to look downright ragged. The Amazonian woman was practically glistening. Sweat poured from the pores of her face as she panted maniacally and writhed desperately for release. Not to say that her opponent had an easier time, the schoolteacher was coming equally undone. Kind of like a corn song. Ugly and incomprehensible guttural wails were drawn out of the raven-haired woman at a quickening pace. Damn, this is getting good. Who do you think will win? Killian asked me offhand as if we were watching a ball game. Who do I think is going to win? Even if it doesn't look like it, I'm going to say Veronica. Look at her. She's strong. She can hold that pose for hours, I bet. Under normal circumstances, maybe, but I'm not so sure. She's got a pretty large handicap, after all. I think she's getting close. Turn it up some more. The slime ball was referring to Veronica, who had the signs of a woman in the throes of sexual gratification etched onto her face. The whites of her eyes exposed and mouth agape, desperately sucking down air like a goldfish. Mr. Miller isn't wrong. Looks like your girl is about to lose, Samson. If I know anything about that woman, it's that bitch won't quit. Care to make a wager on that, Sammy? Sure, $5,000 on my girl taking this thing. If you feel so strongly about it, why don't you do the honors? Don't mind if I do. Thanks, Kathy. Hey, Veronica, you snobby bitch. I'm gonna be the one to make you come, so don't forget it. Wow! Samson gleefully pressed down and held the button, sending the toy vibrators and Veronica snatching her nipples into overdrive. The previously persistent whirling transformed into a shrill whine as the tiny motors were pushed to the brink. What is this? This is it's too much! My insides are going numb from the vibrations! Oh man, this is the best! Come, you sow! Fuck! Oh, I think she's coming! All sense of reason Veronica may have had seemed to have gone up in a puff of smoke as dozens of orgasms seemed to hit the sturdy woman all at once. Hold that tray! Veronica was coming so hard that her eyes had rolled into the back of her head, exposing the white of her sclera and leaving the impression that she was a dumb, insensate animal to us onlookers. Or so you would think. To everyone's surprise, though her legs were shaking like gelatin and her eyes lacked focus, Veronica had managed to remain on her feet. She's still standing. That's my girl. Coming down from her orgasm, the tray remained high in the air, when coupled with a striking smile, almost seemed to silently pose a challenge to the entire room. Huh? Even Miss Pullman looked dumbfounded at the Amazonian's resolve. However, there was little time to marvel at Veronica's endurance because despite her being the first to come, it was actually Lucy who was now looking worse for wear. It was hard to tell what was affecting her more, the physical discomfort or the extreme sexual pleasure. On one hand, her elbow was beginning to buckle under the tray's weight, starting a dicey cycle of overcorrecting her posture and sending the drinks precariously teetering back and forth in her panic. At the same time, her legs bowed, thighs rubbing against one another as if she was desperately trying to scratch an inescapable itch. I know your shoulders must be burning, but just think about why you're doing this, Lulu. Think about Davis. Think about your son. Shut up! Don't you dare fucking mention his name, you pig bastard! Huh? At the same time as she climaxed, a blanket of silence fell over the hall at Lucy's outburst. The only thing that filled the dead air was the vibrator's mechanical ministrations and the schoolteacher's distorted, impassioned howl. Her face had twisted from a flash of anger into one of ravishment and ruin, her eyes rolling back into her head and mouth slovenly pried open in abject pleasure. The pleasure was so great that Lucy ended up losing control of her bladder, vacating its abundant contents in an explosion of faint-smelling urine. Just as Kathleen had predicted, someone had pissed themselves with pleasure. However, as quickly as it hit, it was equally soon over, like a puppet with its strings cut. The conquered educator dropped to the floor, the light in her eyes diminished in the shadow of climax.
So good.
She didn't have the energy to fret over whether or not her angry outburst at her sponsor might have just sunk her chances at entering the summer exhibition. Isaac, in contrast, had a bewildered look on his face. Having not quite settled on taking the outburst in good humor or defaulting to anger, thankfully Dr. Chuck forced the former on him. This one isn't so meek either. We got quite the pair this year, don't we, Isaac? Yeah, quite right, Dr. Kohler. Lulu's passionate personality is one of the things I like about her. I wasn't sure if that was Dr. Chuck's honest observation or an attempt at crowd control, but whatever it was, it worked. Damn straight, I think I like your girl too, Ike. Hey, sweetie, if you don't make it through to the exhibition, what do you say to becoming my personal woman? I'll pay you tons. Bah! Ha 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 ha. Shut it, you oof. You oof. Shut it, you oaf! Meanwhile, despite the witless state of the contestants and the game itself being over, the mechanical sounds continued unabated. The first game goes to Miss Lynch. Congratulations. With the press of a button, the overworked eggs finally came to a rest. You girls lasted over 13 minutes. Color me impressed. Ha ha, we got a talented bunch this year, that's for sure. As the room once more began to descend to small talk, Veronica started making her way towards her inert opponent with a concerned look on her face, only to be stopped in her tracks by Isaac beating her to the punch. What a fucking disgrace. Try and do better the next time, you stupid cunt. It occurred to me that, despite the curtain being spectacularly drawn on the first event, Veronica and Lucy still had to endure one or two more hellish challenges before a winner could be picked. Even if they were here through their own free will, I couldn't help but feel a pang of pity for these two women. What would the second game be? The second game of the night. A hot damn hoo-up! Didn't go as planned as to what happened. Happened in a flash. Wow! You fucking bitch, that's my fucking moneymaker! During preparation for event, Samson had grabbed... event number two. Samson had grabbed Veronica from behind. By consequence, he was now howling obscenities and bleeding all over the maroon-colored carpet. The whole thing was an accident, if you think about it, one of that smug bastard's doing, but naturally Kathleen didn't see it that way. She gave Veronica two choices: be disqualified from the competition altogether and allow Lucy to win by default, or take an L for the second event, endure a punishment game, and go on to compete in the third event to determine the night's winner. 40 minutes have passed since Veronica made her decision, having opted for the second alternative without a modicum of hesitation. It was such a snap decision that it left me wondering if this woman was all there in the head to begin with.
This over with.
In the meantime, she had been made to simply kneel, bound and confined to an odd wooden contraption, unable to speak, see, or move for a prolonged period of time while Dr. Chuck regaled in the room with stories about the Army Corps of Engineers. On the periphery of the scene, I quietly sipped from a glass of wine with a heritage that was wasted on me and wondered if this alone was meant to be the game. Another 5 minutes. 10. 20. The answer to my question came after Veronica had spent almost an hour locked in that position. The abrupt grip on the back of her neck startled the large woman, dragging a surprisingly cute and feminine yelp from her gagged lips. Jumpy, aren't we, dear? I just wanted to let you know it's not too late to back out, after all. An attractive woman like yourself, wrapped up neatly like this, is a flower just waiting to be plucked by any of these cruel bastards. They could do anything they wanted, and you couldn't stop it. Veronica vigorously shook her head side to side, emphatically wagging her head to signify she wasn't prepared to call it quits. Kathleen carried on the candid one-sided exchange in a hushed tone. I didn't think so, but I'd like to give everyone a fair warning. Just remember, if you change your mind during the game, tap your heel 3 times to quit. Consider that your safe word. Understood? Veronica bobbed her head to show her comprehension. Excellent. Getting to put resolute little girls like yourself under the microscope is the best thing about this place. Grim, I need you to fetch some things from the kitchen. What the fuck? The cruel woman let out a wry smile, taking survey of the assortment of food that I had laid out around the bound woman's head. Half of them were innocuous and ordinary, a bottle of juice, garlic, a lollipop. Others were items not fit for human consumption, at least in my opinion. Raw pig intestines, dog food, a head of asparagus. Hey! What's wrong with asparagus? And there's a bottle of naked juice. I used to drink that stuff before I realized it's not so good for you. We're gonna play a little guessing game, huh? But I remember my friend growing up, he said, man, that stuff's like really good for you. He used to have like Boathouse Farms. I don't even know if they make it anymore. But it's supposed to be really good for you. And I used to drink that stuff all the time. We're gonna play a little guessing game, hon. I'm gonna have you feel and taste some things, and then you'll try and guess what they are. Guess an item correctly, good, no penalty. Make an incorrect guess. A quick flutter of her hand ushered me onto the stage, goblet and its rancid content in tow. A chunky, foul-smelling liquid filled the chalice's volume, chunks of it coagulating and rising to the surface like spoiled milk. Oh, I felt my stomach, the acid in my stomach rising a little bit higher at that. I have a pretty good and horrific guess as to what I was ferrying. Every step it took, every fiber of my being not to throw up. Yeah, I told you that it's rising. Just a little bit. Ugh. Now this is truly fucking disgusting. I do not want the beer to come back up that I just drank. I don't. I don't think it's gonna taste as good coming back up as it did going down. Get it wrong, and you'll take a shot of my special blend of male extract. God, bless America. She casually breathed life into my damnable suspicion. Despite being bound, the tall beauty instinctively retched back in disgust, causing the wooden apparatus to creak forcibly. Okay. Bahaha, what the fuck? What did you milk to get all of that? An elephant? It was a crass question, but where did all that come from? Like, what the fuck? Should be easy enough, right? Hot stuff? Finally freed of her muzzle, the bound and obstinate woman exercised her jaw to work out some of that stiffness before answering Kathleen's question derisively. Huh? You gotta be fucking kidding me. What the hell's wrong with just fucking? Let's get this stupid thing over with. Veronica wore an opaque veneer of annoyance, like the banal kind of reaction you'd see in response to a daily aggravation. She had the face of a woman who was stuck in traffic. That yawn might have saved me from upchucking. Not one blindfolded and at the risk of ingesting an ungodly amount of unidentified jizz. Oh, Jesus. If trepidation lurked behind her expression, she masked it well. That's the spirit. Once more, a self-satisfied tormentor lowered the squid arm in her grip onto Veronica's face, this time with a loud plop. Hey! The cold, pliant flesh of the tentacle produced a yelp of surprise out of the Amazon, as its unusual texture abruptly made contact with her nose. I can only imagine how weird this must feel. It's an odd sensation, isn't it, sweet pea? What could it be? Heh. Miss Pullman delighted in taking her time teasing the bound woman. She dragged it across her cheek. She tickled her ear with the tip of the appendage. Open up and say, ah! She had her taste of clammy flesh on her tongue. Yee! She even went as far as to almost vigorously shove the phallic appendage down the confused woman's throat, causing her to gag and reel back as her throat fought back against the rude invader. Whoops. It was a completely bizarre sight, like a cat playing with its prey, molesting Veronica with a sushi-themed implement. Finally, probably looking to end the assault, she began to venture a guess. It's an... Veronica paused with bated breath, either to consider her answer carefully or perhaps hesitating due to the nauseating penalty facing her for a wrong answer. At last, she took the plunge. It's the arm of an octopus. She said it with confidence. Wow, that's an extremely good guess. You're wrong, sorry. Tisk. It's actually a squid, pretty close, but close doesn't cut it, I'm afraid. Veronica suddenly looked pale. She had changed. She had charged headfirst into the challenge, and now she was staring down the barrel of a cup full of jizz. Oh, my God. The goblet of gelatinous sour man goop loomed over the captive Amazon, casting a paralyzing shadow. Oh, my God. You know what that means. Open up and say, ah! The shrinking giant ignored Kathleen's lecherous command, remaining tight-lipped as she mulled the situation over behind the folds of her mask. I said, open your fucking gob, you whore! Nyeh! The moment the cup's revolting contents hit the tip of her tongue, her body violently rejected the viscous liquid with extreme prejudice. Ah! Nyeh! Just picturing the gummy, foul-smelling substance as it clung to the back of her throat was enough to make me feel ill. On top of that, I could still picture the nauseating stench. Ooh, yawn too. The nauseating stench from when I carried it. Holy shit. That is fucking repugnant. I could be living in a gutter and I'd never do that. Not for $1,000,000. With an offhanded comment, my privileged friend looked down on the struggling woman. I don't know. That's easy for you to say, isn't it? With your rich uncle and never wanting it for anything that money can buy. Oh, hold on. We'll try that again. Well, I do want to hear what he says. He's like, nah, fuck you, man. It's about standards. How could you even look at yourself in a mirror and call yourself human after you guzzle down a cup of baby batter? Yeah, and what is gleefully watching it happen make you? That's enough. Gotta save some for later. Miss Pullman was absolutely beaming. A sadistic grin spread wide across her face. She was in her element, absolutely relishing this, happier than a clam at high tide. So it continued. One by one, the items dwindled. The asparagus, the garlic, the lollipop. The more distinctive items she managed to get right, but she got just as many wrong. The juice. The pig guts. The dog food. By the end of it, Veronica was looking green, having gobbled down the entire cup. Oh, God. All gone. Satisfied with the game's conclusion, Kathleen freed the tall woman from her restraints. Standing up must not have agreed with her stomach as she began to immediately look like she was about to evacuate its contents. Excellent work, Miss Lynch. Shit, I think I'm gonna puke. Here comes the bucket. Lauren. Ha-ha, there she blows. Blah. Oh my God, how absolutely disgusting. You've got curdled semen dripping down your chin. Ha ha ha. For the first time, I heard the normally even-keeled woman laugh. No, not laugh, exactly. It was a cackle. A stomach-sinking, witchly cackle. Marvelous, stupendous, you really stuck in there, huh? I would have pegged you as bailing after your first failed guess. Veronica didn't even seem to register the cruel woman's harping. She had basically checked out by now, physically exhausted from the stress of the challenge and staring dopily at the floor. Bah! You're not hearing me, are you? Well, whatever. Grim, clean this pig whore up, will you? All right, sure thing. Come on, I'll show you to the bathroom. My God. Okay, so I was gonna put a not safe for work, but I've gotta put the not safe for like on this. Guys. Like, yeah. It's doing that. It's doing the Starless thing for real. We're getting it. It's not even fucking October yet. And we're getting the kind of horror I'm supposed to bring you next year. Next month. Not next year. Next month. Oh, good God Almighty. Woo! Alright, guys. We've got more crazy shit coming up next week when Pale Carnations continues. This is definitely Starless in the AVN world. There's no doubt about it. I've never seen anything that quite matched it so well.